everybody. Welcome to Fantasy Football Almost Daily. It's Friday, and it's Matt Harrison along with Slammin' Sam Brimacombe.
How's it going?
We're going to do the auction pool again since it's, you know, it's catching on like wildfire. People are joining these auctions left and right. Had a couple hundred auctions run last week. That was pretty fun. So here's the Friday player pool. We're also going to put up a podcast tomorrow for the Saturday player pool. And you already can see or hear the DFS podcast, which we recorded yesterday. I believe it posted either late last night or early this morning. So if you want to check out your salary cap info, me and Sam and Brian did a podcast on that yesterday. I want to go from the back to the front today. I'm going to start at the tight end position.
Let's mix it up.
George Kittle, I think, is far and away the target in this player pool for the tight end position. We do have Trey Burton. We do have Evan Engram, who I'm not super thrilled about how he came back last week. Another double E, Eric Ebron, is there. Vance McDonald has a good matchup. I'm nervous about him, though. And then there's Chris Herndon, who scored a touchdown last week. He's kind of the landmine, in my opinion. But if we're tiering them, I think George Kittle is a tier and a half above each of these other guys. And if I can spend a couple of bucks, if I could keep him under $8, I think that's where I want to go with this.
Yeah, I'd say that's a solid plan. I think I would avoid Vance McDonald. He does have a good matchup, but there's just no telling. If he might have one catch, he might have eight. It could be really anywhere.
Anywhere in between.
And I think he's the one to avoid for me. Ebron, Engram, Burton. Burton's been great, but a little bit of a tougher matchup. They're all kind of around the same level. But yeah, definitely Kittle's the one to have. And you can spend up a little bit to get him.
Now we'll go to the quarterback position because I think there's one landmine in here. It's C.J. Beathard, who actually has put up pretty decent numbers so far this year. And he gets Arizona, who's not a particularly great defense. But when you look at his name compared to the other names that I'm about to list off, you'll see why I think he's a landmine here. Aaron Rodgers against the Rams. Andrew Luck against the Raiders, Ben Roethlisberger at home against Cleveland, Patrick Mahomes against the Broncos, and Drew Brees against the Vikings. All of those guys have, you know, 30-point capabilities in fanball scoring this week, if not higher. All of those guys are 23 or above on average for fanball points. So I think that there's quite a bit of a gap between those five quarterbacks and CJ.
I completely agree. CJ has put up some numbers, but definitely has the inconsistencies that most of the other guys don't have. You got Big Ben with a home game, so he should be rocking and rolling. And of course, Luck's finally becoming more efficient with his throws. And then obviously, Rodgers, Breeze, and Mahomes are three great options. So
yeah, so I think the strategy here is just put cursory small bids on each of those five quarterbacks, and if you get down to where it's between CJ Beathard and one other quarterback, then you got to spend your money. But yeah, just try to get one of those quarterbacks along the way, maybe during a looky-loo. Just try to get one of them for five-ish bucks, and maybe that'll work out. Maybe Ben Roethlisberger or Andrew Luck can get to you for $3, $4, or $5.
Yep, I completely agree.
All right, let's go to the running back position. Running back position's a little spooky this week, in this player pool. It's not as pretty as it has been in days past. We have Saquon Barkley, who's a top guy. We have Alvin Kamara, who's a top guy. Saquon's against Washington. Alvin's against the Vikings. I think we can put Joe Mixon in that top category. He's against Tampa. And Christian McCaffrey and David Johnson are probably rounding out that top group. David Johnson, pretty easy matchup against San Francisco, although he hasn't looked great this year. Does get the new OC in Byron Leftwich, though. And Christian McCaffrey, I think we mentioned this on one of the pods we did yesterday, but he's just got a brutally tough matchup. So it's really those five guys is kind of the top tier, but really it's probably two tiers. It's probably Saquon, Alvin, and Mixon in the top tier, and then McCaffrey and Johnson for me in that second tier.
Yep, I would agree. You should go. You should try to get one of those top five guys for sure. I think McCaffrey being the fifth one, just because of how tough his matchup is. David Johnson hasn't been great this year, but has a great matchup, and if he's going to get rolling, this would be the game to do so. And with the rest of the guys in the player pool, if you don't get one of the top five, you might struggle to score points.
Yeah,
from the
running
back
you're
position.
Throwing darts for sure. So the rounding out the player pool, probably I'll go in guys I like the most order. Kerryon Johnson versus Seattle. Nick Chubb versus Pittsburgh. That gets dicey. it's dicey quick.
Carson's got a decent matchup.
Chris Carson's got a decent matchup, although they did just add Snacks Harrison to bolster that. Not me, Snacks Harrison. My brother, Snacks Harrison.
The bigger Snacks.
Bigger
Harrison.
Snacks. Chris Carson's got a good matchup. Doug Martin takes over as, quote-unquote, the feature back for Oakland. Alex Collins against Carolina. Aaron Jones against the Rams. And Raheem Mostert.
Mostert. He's back.
He's back again. worth noting that Raheem Mostert has the best matchup of all of these guys against the bottom-ranked Cardinals run defense. So, I guess... To me, if I don't, I'm probably spending on Saquon, Mixon, and Kamara. I'm going to try to spend my money there, see if I can get at least one of those three. My other running back's probably going to be a dollar.
Yeah, I'd throw David Johnson there, like I mentioned. I'm pretty high on him for this week, but yeah, after those top four, you kind of just throw a dollar, just keep it low, and spend your money elsewhere because. Those guys aren't the greatest of plays this week.
All right, wide receiver position, a handful of interesting players. I think headed up by Antonio Brown at home against Cleveland, Devontae Adams in Los Angeles against the Rams. We've got Tyreek Hill against Denver. We've got Michael Thomas against the Vikings and Juju Smith-Schuster. Going against the Browns, two Steelers wide receivers in this particular player pool. That's kind of fun to would you ever employ a strategy of trying to go after both Brown and Schuster?
I think I would, especially with the home game against Cleveland. Cleveland's not a great pass defense, and Big Ben's much better at home rather than on the road.
And you could try to perform the Steelers stack here, yeah. with Juju, Antonio, and Ben Roethlisberger. Mm-hmm. Vance McDonald, if you wanted to.
Do the whole Steelers stack.
Yeah.
And again, with the auction draft game, it really depends on who's on the board at one time. If you have Antonio, Juju, and Alvin Kamara on there, people might be looking at Kamara, and you can just kind of skip that and go for the other two a little bit more.
Yeah.
Looky-loo is what we like to call it here.
Michael Thomas obviously played really, really well against the Vikings in the playoff meeting last year. They focused on him a lot, and he's been a little quieter as of late, but this looks like a good bounce-back opportunity for Michael Thomas, especially since Xavier Rhodes is trending more doubtful than probable, I would say. Tyreek I don't like as much because he gets Chris Harris in the slot. For most of that game against the Broncos, and it seems like it's more of a Travis Kelce kind of week for me. Speaking of Broncos, we got two Broncos wide receivers in the player pool, but they're not Emmanuel Sanders. They're not my favorite of the Broncos wide receivers. It's Cortland Sutton and Demaryius Thomas. And then rounding out the player pool, Curtis Samuel is the landmine to me. Marquise Goodwin against the Cardinals. He'll probably match up with Pat Pete, so he's probably also a little bit of a landmine here. Kenny Golladay against Seattle, Taylor Gabriel against the Jets, and T.Y. Hilton against the Oakland Raiders. Hilton's kind of a little bit under the radar, and I think that he'll probably go for less in the auctions than he probably should. You'll probably be seeing him going for $2-3 if it's early in the auction, maybe a little bit more later in the auction. But when it's a cold room early, and T.Y. Hilton's name pops up, I think you can get him at a pretty low price and feel pretty good about him as your wide receiver too.
Yeah, Hilton's a sneaky play this week. Oakland is free-falling, and Hilton scored twice last week. Him and Andrew Luck are clearly clicking better than earlier in the year. Like you said, Matt, if you get him early in the draft, he could go for a lot lower than if he pops up at the end. Galladay has looked great for a good chunk of the year, but his targets are being kind of split up, and he's not scoring. He's not getting the red zone targets.
And those are all going to Marvin Jones.
Yeah, or Michael Roberts somehow.
Randomly.
And then out of the two Broncos guys, I think I like Cortland Sutton a little bit more.
What?
Damaris has been trending downward, and with the way the Broncos are going to have to throw to stay in the game, I think Sutton could get a bomb touchdown, which might be the difference there.
If they both cost you a dollar, which one are you going after? Would you stay with Sutton or would you stay with Thomas?
I think I'd go Sutton.
Really? Yeah. Interesting. Okay. All right. Well, that was 10 minutes of Fanball Friday auction pool.
Friday fun day.
Friday fun day. Exactly. Yeah, I'll probably do a free one of these this afternoon if anybody listening wants to come by and go around and try it out. If you ever want to try it out, just follow me at Explosive Output on Twitter. And occasionally when I'm sitting at my son's hockey practice, just like watching them do all their skating drills and crap, I'll go, hey, it's time to play a Fanball auction for free and get some people involved in it. So I hope you can come play with me. And if you have played already, we got $3, $5, $10, and $20 ones available in the lobby right now. Looks like the $10 one, half full, starts when it's ready.
Over half, 4 out of 6.
No, that you're looking at, unless I'm looking at the wrong thing. Maybe I have to refresh the page. Let's try refreshing the page. See what happens.
That one filled.
Did it?
I had to refresh.
Oh, okay. So yeah, 3 of 6 in the one $10 one right now, and you can win $36 as the top winner. Kind of a fun way to do it. You only got to beat 5 other people.
Yeah.
Aren't you smart enough to beat 5 other people in fantasy football?
I would like to think so.
I would too. All right. For Sam Brimacombe at Brimma24 on Twitter.
Yep. That's me.
Have you gotten any Twitter followers out of this?
I don't think so. That's kind of sad.
Oh, shows our listenership. Somebody follow Sam and make him feel good about it. And then let him know why you followed him. Because we begged you to on the podcast.
Yeah, that works.
All right. We'll see you guys all tomorrow for the Saturday player pool.
Samurai out.